How about this sound? Well, if you did, it's because maybe you've been a regular in your life on Victoria's Puffing Billy. It's a major tourist attraction these days, and it evokes the romance of a bygone era. For over 100 years, steam trains were the workhorses of our railways and the backbone of the economy. And since he was a very young boy, our former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer has been fascinated by trains. He's now channeled that passage into a new book on how the steam locomotive galvanised the ocean. Tim Fischer, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hey, greetings, Fran, and galvanised the nation it did in this book, lays that out in conjunction with the National Library of Australia.
Tim, when you hear that sound, where does it take you to?
It takes me to the Borey Creek branch line. It takes me to the South West Mail that used to convey me to State Parliament. And, of course, the book is dedicated to all those who went off to war by steam train from the hinterland 100 years ago and more.
This book talks about their major contribution in opening up Australia. Tell us about the steam train, from when it arrived, the difference it made and the impact it had on our economy.
Supplies from Melbourne and Sydney could reach the hinterland. Suddenly, the wool production of Queensland, inland New South Wales, Victoria, along the Murray River from Echuca could reach Melbourne and the sale yards and down the Murray to Goolwa, across to Port Elliot and to Adelaide, and likewise in Perth and Albany. Suddenly, there was a connect which lifted the standard of living of inland Australia. So at the time of Federation, we were really pumping worldwide, and of course it was the Kalgoorlie miners, the promise of a transcontinental from Kalgoorlie across to Port Augusta and back to their home around Bendigo and Ballarat that gave the extra votes to the WA portion of that referendum, which created the Federation of Australia. We thank the steam locomotive for a lot.
And Tim, when you say there was a connect, the problem was there wasn't a connect in a lot of places. In fact, the insanity in our train network was the different track gauges. Mark Twain famously said, "Think of the paralysis of intellect that gave that idea birth." You've dedicated a whole chapter to the agony of break of gauge. How bad was it? How many rail gauges were there in our continent?
22. You can be proud, Australia, that we invented 22 different gauges. And of course, Agatha Christie, Damon Enid Lyons and so many others, H.G. Wells and Mark Twain, John Monash on his honeymoon, all changed trains at Albury. It should not have happened. It happened partly because the colonies were fighting their strength and their jealousies between each of the six colonies at the time. But it did happen. Now, of course, all mainland capitals are connected by standard gauge. But there is a chapter on that. There's a chapter indeed on each state in some detail, quite apart from dealing with tourism, heritage and other aspects.
And Albury gets star-studded billing in your book too, because one of the break of gauge stations was Albury. It was critical on the line between Sydney and Melbourne. You're very familiar with the Albury rail station. Tell us about its star-studded past.
Well, it's a great pity that there's not a plaque showing that Arthur Conan Doyle in 1920 changed trains there. Agatha Christie, Dame Enid Lyons, as I mentioned, but also Dame Nellie Melba, went up to Sydney vertically for a famous last round of concerts, died in Sydney and came back horizontally in a coffin. Thousands turned out. And I hope one day there will be an appropriate plaque at the Albury Railway Station. But the book, of course, is much deeper in depth of how the steam locomotive was devised by the Stephensons and by some French engineers as well, and how it did so much for Australia. And the photography, the John Buckland collection from the National Library of Australia, that is the bonus with this book, nicely out in time for your happy Christmas.
And Tim, we've only got a minute to the end of the show, but I think tonight Australian Story features your family. I think a lot of listeners would like to know, you know, people know you're battling acute leukemia, how the treatment's going.
I'm going back in at 11 o'clock. I get locked up, so I'll be watching it from in Peter Mac. I hope they don't turn the lights out, to see my son Harrison and the progress he's made, thanks largely to Judy and many other professionals and all our lives. We've been greatly helped and by dedicated people. And I'd say to those with young autistic children, don't give up. You're going through hellish times. But CRC on autism, AMAZE, ASPECT, many others, are there to help ease the burden. And there's a certain joy in life when you see Harrison tonight. Mm. His politics, he's backing Julia Gillard very strongly there tonight, a bit curious, but Hang on for the ride. It's a great program by Ben Cheshire and Australian Sports.
Curiouser and curiouser. Tim Fischer, thank you very much and good luck with that, with your treatment.
Take care, friend. Bye.
Former Deputy Prime Minister Tim Fischer has just published Steam Australia, and Tim Fischer's story is on Australia's Story tonight.